In this second chapter, Kaviraj Goswami wants to establish the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to do that, he first needs to establish the identity of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Vishnu Tattva. To do that, he's taking evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam in the section concerning the Brahma Vimohan Leela, where Lord Brahma steals Krishna's calves and cowherd friends, and then later realizes that he's blundered and offers his prayers to Lord Krishna. So here, Kaviraj Goswami is essentially paraphrasing Lord Brahma's prayers. And Lord Brahma is arguing or submitting that Lord Krishna is the original Narayan. And here, the word, he's taking the etymological analysis. Nara refers to all the living beings, the aggregate of them all, and ayana means the refuge for them. So you put them together and you get Narayan, the Supreme Lord, and Krishna is the original Narayan. He's the original Narayan. And now he's going to argue further to establish that. Jibhyara ishar purushadi avatar taha shava hoite tamar aishwarya apar. The direct lord of the living beings, direct lords of the living beings, are the purusha incarnations. But your opulence and power are more exalted than theirs. The purusha incarnations are the Mahavishnu, the Bharbhadakshaya Vishnu, and the Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, who are involved in the creation of the material world. Ateva adhishar tumi sarva pita tomar shoktite tar tara jagat rokshita. Therefore, you are the primeval lord, the original father of everyone. They, the purushas, are the protectors of the universes by your power. The point made is that the Purusha incarnations are expansions of an expansion of Lord Krishna. So you're the father of everyone because you're the original source of these Purusha incarnations who could be considered directly the fathers of the living entities. You're the source even of the Purusha incarnations. So you are the original personality of Godhead. Narer ayana yate karaha palan ateva hau tumi mul narayan. Since you protect those who are the shelters of all living beings, you are the original Narayan. These Purusha incarnations are the shelters of all living beings, and Krishna protects even them. Purport. The controlling deities of the living beings in the mundane worlds are the three Purusha avatars. But the potent energy displayed by Sri Krishna is far more extensive than that of the Purushas. Sri Krishna is therefore the original Father and Lord who protects all creative manifestations. Is that the Manners telephone or someone else's? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna is therefore the original Father and Lord who protects all creative manifestations through his various plenary portions. Since he sustains even the shelters of the collective living beings, there is no doubt that Sri Krishna is the original Narayan. Yes, it's clear. Tritiya karan shuna shri bhagavan. Tritiya karan shuno shri bhagavan. Ananta brahmanda bahu vaikunthari dham. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, kindly hear my third reason. There are countless universes and fathomless transcendental Vaikunthas. Ite yajata jiva tar tri kalika karma taha deka sakitumi jan shava marma. Both in this material world and in the transcendental world, you see all the deeds of all living beings in the past, present, and future. Since you are the witness of all such deeds, you know everything. You know the essence of everything. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana mavishyani chabhutani mam duvedana kashchana. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani. I know the past of all living beings. Vartamanani charjana, I know the present for them also. Bhavishyani cha bhutani, I know the future for everyone. This sometimes bewilders us because we ask, if the future is not yet decided, how can Krishna know it? If it's not yet determined, how can he know? Or if he knows, it must be determined. This is our way of thinking. But Krishna is beyond the limits of our speculative understanding and our limited realm. It's all open, and Krishna knows the whole story. Free will is there to a minute extent, and still Krishna knows what the future will be. That's Krishna. We don't know the trick. So for us, it seems bewildering. But for Krishna, this is everyday business. He knows past, present, and future. We know none of the above. The past we forget, or we didn't know to begin with, or we have a distorted representation of it. Read English history according to the English, it's one thing. Read English history according to the French, it's something entirely different. So what actually happened? Probably if you knew what actually happened, it's different from both of the above. There was one comment, American comment, history is bunk. History is bunk. Means, who knows? But Krishna knows. We have our idea about history. But Krishna knows the actual history. Most history is, as it's taught, is essentially lies. But Krishna knows the truth about everything. Even our own history, I tell my history, it's all lies. And Krishna knows the truth of what actually happened in the past. He knows what's going on in the present. We're bewildered about that. We have imperfect senses, tendency to be illusioned. Tendency to cheat, even cheat ourselves. Imperfect senses, tendency to cheat, tendency to be illusioned. One more.
We make mistakes.
So, there's one of those mistakes we were just talking about. All the cell phones. Let's see everyone's cell phone. Come on, show them. No one wants to show them. Suddenly become very shy. Anyway, you've all got one, and they should all be off. I'm working for BBT Africa these days. Africa is a very poor continent, so if your cell phone rings, we'll be happy to accept it as a donation. Sell it on the African black market. So with our imperfect, with these four imperfections, we don't know what's going on in the future, in the present. We think we know, or sometimes we know that we don't know. But know it or not, we don't know it. What the present is something else again. And what to speak of the future? But Krishna knows past, present, and future. Mam tu vedana kashchana. But no one knows Krishna. That's Krishna's statement. That he knows everything. He knows everything about every living being. But he's hidden. He's hidden from the view of especially the conditioned souls. Mam tu vedana kashchana. Hardly anyone knows Krishna. Bhakja mam abhijanati. He can be known only by devotional service, which the conditioned souls are generally averse to, and therefore they're in the dark about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the devotees can know to some extent by Krishna's mercy. So, what is that? Aham bharta prabhu sakshi nivasa sharanam suhrit. Prabhava pralayasthanam nidhanam bijam avyayam. In the Bhagavad Gita. If you move up a little bit, people who come in won't have to sit by the door. Then everyone, there's plenty of space, move a foot up. Everyone over here. Yeah, that's a good idea. You can leave that aisle in the back and then people can fill in the real estate over here. That's very good. Do the ladies have enough space? Not really. You can also move up a little bit. And again, the men might want to shift over this way a little bit and give the ladies a little more room. Shift right or shift left as it is from your point of view. A little bit. Mission's not accomplished until this row moves to the side. Okay, it didn't go very far, but it went a little bit. Americans are always trying to control the world. So, Aham Bharta Prabhu Sakshi, the Lord is the maintainer of everything, the Lord of everything. He's the witness of everything, Sakshi. Aham Bharta Prabhu Sakshi, Nivasa, Sharanam Surit. And he's also the abode, the shelter, and the best friend of all living beings. So, he's the witness of everything. And tomar darshane sarva jagatera stiti tumi na dekite karo nahi stiti goti. All the worlds exist because you oversee them. None can live, move, or have their being without your supervision. Maya jyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacha. The Lord says, I'm the adyakshak, the supervisor. Supervisor means supervision. By seeing. How does a supervisor see that everything is running properly? He has to see. Okay, what's going on? Okay, thank you. It is irksome, by the way, and it is very good etiquette to turn your lousy cell phone off before you come into the temple. Some preachers say, unless you're expecting God to call you. And that's not usually how he does it. So the Lord is the adyakshak, the supervisor. Sa aikshata, sa srijata. By his vision, literally, everything goes on. Supervisor, he sees, but then he has to roll up his sleeves and get something done or bark orders or whatever it is. But Krishna, just literally by seeing, does everything. His glance is powerful. He glances over the cosmic manifestation. What is that? The aham bija pradapita. He impregnates material nature with the seed of the living beings and everything starts growing. Just by his vision. That's all. He doesn't have to do more than that, just glance over the cosmic manifestation. Angani yas yasakalendriya vrittimanti. His senses are all powerful just by seeing. Pashanti panti kalyanti chunam jaganti. He can do everything. Just by seeing. Your glance is all powerful. Sometimes people have powerful glance at Muchakunda, just glanced at that Kalyavana demon and burned him to powder just by his glance. Or a powerful person, just his glance. Hiranyakashipu, he was so powerful that if he raised his eyebrows, the demigods started trembling. So sometimes a glance can be powerful. You look at someone, and if you're in power, then just your glance is enough. Right? Now, Krishna is all powerful, so his glance can do everything. Totally powerful, just by glancing. So none can live, move, or have their being without your supervision. Everything is dependent on Krishna. From another point of view, what is that? Sashi Surya Netram in the Brahma Sangita. What is that? Yas Chakshuresha Savita Sakala Grahana. The sun is the eye of the Lord. So unless he's seeing with his eyes, nothing happens. None of us can live, none of us can breathe, none of us can move without the sun. We're all dependent on the sun. And the sun is the eye of the Supreme Lord. Narer ayanayate kar darshan tata deo how to me mul narayan. You oversee the wanderings of all living beings. For this reason also, you are the primeval Lord Narayan. Purport. Sri Krishna, in his Paramatma feature, lives in the hearts of all living beings in both the transcendental and mundane creations. As Paramatma, he witnesses all actions the living beings perform in all phases of time, namely past, present, and future. Sri Krishna knows what the living beings have done for hundreds and thousands of past births. He sees what they're doing now, and therefore he knows the results of their present actions that will fructify in the future. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the entire cosmic situation is created as soon as he glances over the material energy. Nothing can exist without his superintendence. Since he sees even the abode for the rest of the collective living beings, he is the original Narayan. Lord Krishna sees even what the Purusha avatars are doing and where they're lying, where the Karnadakshaya Vishnu is lying in the causal ocean. Everything he sees is there. Read a little more? Or should, are there any questions so far? Yes.
And we also have our free will. So, when I just that kind of little doubt came in my mind, does he know what we're going to do with our...
Yeah, I told you that. This is the doubt that arises. We anticipated that question. That we have free will, but he knows what we're going to do in the future, so isn't that a contradiction in terms? Because in our little world, that's a contradiction in terms. With Krishna, it's not a problem. You have freedom and still he knows what's going to happen. You're not going to process it. You're not going to figure it out. Yes. He doesn't interfere. He doesn't have to call every single shot. And still he knows. That's his capability. We have it to a certain degree. A baby has free will. A little child has free will. But you put him in a room full of candy, you know what he's going to do. You don't have to interfere with his free will. You just know. Something like that. Krishna knows all the, predecessor conditions, all the previously existing conditions. Krishna knows. He knows the heart of every living being because he's there as a spy. Sridharakshaya Vishnu is there as the Paramatma in everyone's heart. So he knows what your desires are, what your thoughts are, what your thinking, feeling, and willing are. He knows everything that happened in the past. He knows everything else that's going on in the environment. He's totally informed. He's totally informed about the present, about the past. Therefore, the future is not a problem for him.
Can I just ask a further question? Mm-hmm. Would it be correct to understand that when one becomes a yogi, then Krishna may interfere in his free will if he is sincerely trying to surrender to Krishna?
Krishna may interfere with your free will if you become a devotee. That's not interference. Interfere with your free will. Interfere with your free will. You don't need to interfere with free will to direct things. You set up the conditions in such a way and people will use their free will in a different manner. Yasyaham nugranami hadishyeta dhanamshanai. You decide to surrender to Krishna, but you're attached to all your money. So Krishna takes it away. And he knows what you're going to do. You're going to try and build it up again. So, of course, you do. You try to build it up. Maybe you do build it up. But Krishna's there, and he just slaps you down again, takes away all your money. And then you say, well, you know, that's life. It happens sometimes. Build it up again. And he takes it away again. And finally, you say, all right, I surrender. So that you doesn't have to interfere with your free will to do that. He just has to make your life miserable enough. That's called a blessing. Krishna says, I reserve that for those I really favor. Anugranam. Those who I especially favor, I do that for them. Something else? Shall we read on a little bit? Okay. Krishna said, Krishna kohen, Brahma tomar na puji vachan. Jivridi jole boishe she narayan. Krishna said, Brahma, I can't understand what you're saying. Lord Narayan is he who sits in the hearts of all living beings and lies down in the waters of the Karna ocean. I'm just a coward boy with a lump of yogurt and fruit in my hand. I don't know what kind of stuff you're talking about here. Brahma kohe, jole jibe je narayan, she shab tomar angsha e shacha bachan. Brahma replied, what I've said is true. The same Lord Narayan who lives in the waters and in the hearts of all living beings is but a plenary portion of you. Karanabdhi garbodhak kshirodakshayi maya dware shrishti kore tate shabmayi. Karanadakshay Vishnu, garbodakshay, and kshirodakshay forms of Narayan all create in cooperation with the material energy. In this way, they are attached to Maya. Shetin jal shayi sarba antaryami brahmanda brinder atma jay purusha nami. These three Vishnus, lying in the water, are the supersoul of everything. The supersoul of all the universes is known as the first purusha. Hiranyagarbhair atma garbhadakshayi Vyashti jib antarjami kshirodakshayi. Garbhadakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of the aggregate of living beings, and kshirodakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of each individual living being. So the Karanadakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of the whole show, all the universes. Garbhadakshay Vishnu is the supersoul for one universe, and Kshirodakshay Vishnu is the supersoul for individual living entity. E Shabhar Darshanete Ache Maya Gandha Turiya Krishner Nahi Mayar Sambandha. Superficially, we see that these Purushas have a relationship with Maya. But above them, in the fourth dimension, is Lord Krishna, who has no contact with the material energy. Purport, the three Purushas, Karanadakshay Vishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Kshirodakshay Vishnu, all have a relationship with the material energy called Maya, because through Maya they create the material cosmos. These three Purushas, who lie on the Karna, Garbha, and Kshira waters, are the supersoul of everything that be. Karanadakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of the collective universes. Garbhadakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of the collective living beings. And Kshirodakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of all individual living entities. Because all of them are somehow attracted to the affairs of the material energy, they can be said to have some affection for Maya. But the transcendental position of Sri Krishna himself is not even slightly tinged by Maya. His transcendental state is called Turiya, or the fourth dimensional stage. Well, Lord Vishnu is never connected with Maya, but there's a little connection. What is Lord Vishnu's business? It's in connection with the creation. Lord Vishnu's business is in connection with the creation. And the creation involves the material energy, the Maya. So there's some affection. It's described in the second or third canto, that just as a husband awakens the wife for sense gratification, the Lord awakens the material energy. So there's some connection there. The Lord is not the enjoyer of material energy, but little connection is there, removed, because the Lord doesn't touch the material energy. He just glances. And technically, Lord Shiva carries the glance and comes in touch with material energy. Lord Vishnu remains aloof. But his pastimes are all in relation to the material creation. Whereas Krishna has nothing to do with this. Not even slightly. We have the picture of God in the old Judeo-Christian sense, and he's busy. He's totally busy in the affairs of the material world, pushing buttons or pulling strings, throwing thunderbolts, smiting people, or whatever it is. It's all in connection with the material world. And there's a spiritual world, but maybe he sits in the spiritual world running the material world, or we don't hear anything about what he's doing in a spiritual realm. But from Srimad Bhagavatam we hear about the pastimes of the original personality of Godhead with Krishna, who has nothing to do with creation, maintenance, destruction, nothing. The only way he's connected is that he expands himself, he deputes himself in the form of the Purusha avatars to handle all of these things. Vrindavanam Pratyaja Padamekam Nagachyati. He never bothers to leave Goloka Vrindavan. For the work of creation, he expands himself. He expands himself as a partial expansion. He appears as these Vishnus and runs the material creation. Virad Hiranyagarbhascha karanam chetyuba upadhyaha ishasya yatribhir hinam turiyam tat prajakshate. In the material world, the Lord is designated as Virat, Hiranyagarbha, and Karan. But beyond these three designations, the Lord is ultimately in the fourth dimension. Purport: the phenomenal manifestation of the Supreme Whole, the noumenal, that means spiritual, soul of everything, and the cause or causal nature are all but designations of the Purushas, who are responsible for material creation. The transcendental position surpasses these designations and is therefore called the position of the fourth dimension. This is a quotation from Sridhar Swami's commentary on the 11th canto, 15th chapter, verse 16 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yadyapi tiner maya laya vyavahar tatapi tat sparshanahi shav maya par. Although these three features of the Lord deal directly with the material energy, none of them are touched by it. They are all beyond illusion. Etad ishanam ishasya prakritisto pitad gunaihi na yujyate sadatmas tair yata buddhis tad ashraya. This is the opulence of the Lord. Although situated in the material nature, he is never affected by the modes of nature. Similarly, those who have surrendered to him and fixed their intelligence upon him are not influenced by the modes of nature. Purport: this text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 111.38. Those who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead do not identify with the material world, even while living in it. Pure devotees may deal with the three modes of material nature, but because of their transcendental intelligence in Krishna consciousness, they are not influenced by the material qualities. The spell of material activities does not attract such devotees. Therefore, the Supreme Lord and his devotees, acting under him, are always free from material contamination. Mamevye prapajante mayam etam turantite. Any questions?